And welcome to episode 13 of season 9. Golly, goodness gracious. Of Swimming with the Fish. I'm Crutch, having a good day. Hope everybody else is having one. I'm here once again, as always, with the Chief and the Goon. Chief, how's your day going?
Probably not going as well as Showcat's, because she has, with the power of her mind, made the large goon get up out of her seat.
She did indeed.
So are you doing the show standing up, Goon? How are you, by the way?
I'm doing well. No, she just jumped off my lap and onto the desk. Now she's eyeing the laptop, which she enjoys knocking over in the middle of the show. But since you're doing the recording, it won't matter if she knocks it over and we get disconnected.
We'll miss you. We'll wait for you to come back.
But I'll be back. I'm having a great day.
Arnold, I'll be back.
I'll be back. I had to go see my dermatologist today because I had a spot on, I guess it's not your cheek, kind of where your sideburn is.
If I had sideburns.
If you had them.
I gave them up for Lent.
And I didn't know what it was, and I was getting my hair cut by my fellow cancer survivor. Her name is Miss Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
And she really gave me a hard time. She goes, "What is this?" And I go, "What is what?" She goes, you had skin cancer, my friend. How long has this been here?" "A couple of weeks, and you haven't been to the doctor?" "What's wrong with you? You know you're supposed to do that right away." So I went today.
Mm-mm-mm. Admonishment.
And she's right. Yeah. You know, sometimes you go, "I don't really want to know."
Right.
But I went, and the answer is 6 years, still cancer-free.
Yay!
I am allergic to the new shaving cream I tried. The doc was like, "Yeah, maybe you want to get rid of that and try another one." That's what this is. And I'm like, "Okay. Yeah, that's fine. That's a small price to pay, right?"
Yeah, there's always another shaving cream.
And then I was supposed to go this afternoon. I had a telemed with my doc to discuss how my meds are working, for which you normally go get blood work done.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't do that because I'm an idiot. Got up early on Saturday, went to get my wallet so I could go. Don't pull that wire out, Showcat. No. Oh, that's the wire for the microphone, sweetie.
Turn. This soliloquy will be abbreviated.
Yes, you'll hear me go.
And as I was saying,
she is just eyeballing me now. Yeah, I couldn't find my wallet.
Mm-mm. That's not good.
So much so that I thought, "Oh my goodness. It's early. I still have time to drive to our place of employment and see if I left it on my desk," which means you have to go draw the key, unlock it. Nobody's there. You know, there's limited guards. Oh, did you call that right? That is I was only in there for 5 minutes and it started giving me the willies the second the door shut behind me.
Kajink.
And was my wallet there?
No.
I got home and I finally found it in a cabinet. I don't remember putting it in.
However could it have gotten there?
I'm going to go with Stitch moving it.
I'm going to throw the BS flag.
Maybe, but this is the best way to a happy life.
This is the way you don't get an anvil in the head.
Yeah, you know. So I called the doctor's office this morning, said didn't get the blood work, couldn't get there, didn't have an ID. And they were like, "Well, there's a $75 fee. So I said, "Fine, I'll talk to him without the blood work." He was unhappy. Why did you just not cancel? Because your people told me there was a $75 fee. Why should I pay you for nothing?
So now we could just chit chat.
And he
didn't want to your time.
He cut me off pretty quickly. I used all of my charisma to waste his time. And I don't think he charged me for it. So I think I won overall. The charisma did its job. He's like, just call back with another appointment once you have the blood work. Okay. I get around to that in a week or two.
I did my blood work on Friday. Friday, yeah. I have my my physical tomorrow. The good news is the physical for us old people isn't nearly as, what's the word I'm looking for, intrusive as it used to be.
Yeah, I've noticed that as well.
Yeah, I literally asked, and I'm like the kid who, you know, hey, teacher, aren't you handing out homework?
Jeez. We would have had to beat him.
I said to my doctor, I said, I'm not that I'm missing it, but there's none of the prodding as it used to be. And she goes, no, we get most of the information we need from the blood work. If there's something in the blood work, then we'll prod. I'm like, oh, good.
That is exactly what my special prodding doctor said to me. Get almost everything I need. We'll do it about 1 year and five now.
Nice.
So last year was the year, so. I have not brought myself to sing the Greaseman song yet. He's of the right age to recognize it, too.
I don't know what that is. Know who the Grease Man is, but I don't know the song.
It had to be you.
To be you. It had to be you.
Yeah, that song.
That's it. Whenever he would do a sketch that was going to be about a certain lifestyle.
Nino and Clinton.
Clinton. My God, those were the best.
Just, yeah. Whatever happened to the Grease Man?
Shut up, punk.
I know he was, he had, I, you know, and the last time I heard Grease Man on the radio, I was in West Virginia, headed for a driver, what was it? It was a driver proficiency thing where we were going to learn how to do evasive driving and all kinds of cool maneuvers and stuff. So I'm just trying to find something on the radio while I'm driving out there.
Did you break an axle on your car while you were doing that?
I didn't. We use their cars, not mine.
Oh, well, that would be better.
I thought so too. And there he was, and he was doing his West Virginia bit. And I'm like, okay, that takes guts.
As far as I know, he's still there.
Really? Okay.
Because I thought I picked up driving through West Virginia. Pretty sure I picked him up on the radio.
Well, his show is web-based.
You know.
No, I'm not picking him up on the side of the road. I see a bulky man on the side of the road lumbering up the street. No, it's not going to happen.
That's right. Carlos, the international terrorist.
Actually, I might pull over and go, excuse me, would you be Nino Grismanelli?
Right. I'll bet you see why I drink. That was his book.
And he used to always end with martini time.
Yep.
He was sort of a crazed Dan Bongino, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, he really rose to fame and down in Florida. They were in the middle of a countdown for an execution, and he used to always have the background sound of frying eggs. Because they had the electric chair down there at the time. So, and then he got moved up to D.C. and, well, you know, that went the way it went.
Well, went okay for a while.
Yeah.
At least he didn't call Air Florida and ask how much for a ticket from DCA to the 14th Street Bridge.
That was what's-his-face who went over to...
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern, yeah.
I haven't listened to him since then because even I thought that was in poor taste.
Yeah. Well, I had a friend who missed that flight. She was supposed to be on it and God bless her, she was true to form and was running late, and she missed the fight.
That was a really crappy weather day, too.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't the same day, but back in the late 80s, when I was flying on your tax dollars to California.
When did you use a plane?
It would have been.
Okay.
When I got to the airport, my United flight was canceled. Because they're same kind of Air Florida kind of day, ice and snow and crap on the wings. And they were like, well, guess what? We've loaded all your bags onto the American Airlines flight that's going Dulles to Los Angeles, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't have to go, but your luggage is going.
Just FYI.
You know what flight it was?
No, what?
American 77. You recognize that flight number? You should.
What flight was that?
Several years later, it took off from Dulles and landed in the Pentagon.
Your luggage landed in the Pentagon?
No. I was just on the same flight number a few years earlier.
Oh. Whew. Okay.
Just a weird coincidence. Because I remember as we were, that flight must have been cursed. Because as we're taking off, remember they used to let you listen to air traffic control?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing that. And, you know, and I hear American 77 Heavy cleared runway 6R. Good day. American 77 Heavy rolling. And then I hear American 77 Heavy, looks like you have smoke coming from your right engine. And the pilot cut off the air traffic control. And I'm like, oh, God, smoke. Jeez, let me get that little plastic card. Let's see. And you pull the handle like this, and then you make a large goon-sized hole in the side of the plane and run.
Reach down, grab your ankles, kiss your goodbye.
That's not going to happen. You just follow out the goon-sized hole. It'll be there, I promise.
Shaped just like in the cartoons.
Exactly. The hands out.
With the hands and the arms.
Exactly.
Oh.
And even if I don't make it, you'll be able to say, he sure did try.
That's right.
As long as it's not in the air. Because people, this is what's so sad about movies nowadays, is they will just open it with ease, not realizing how much pressure there is, just how strong you have to be to open up the door at 10,000 feet.
Yeah.
And yet it gets done.
All the time.
Yeah. That's just not going to happen.
But, you know, so I'm glad no one is having aviation nightmares, because they're never good.
Well, I mean, they had another near miss at National.
Well, I thought there was to be a moratorium of military craft, and it sounds like the military was just ignoring the moratorium.
It was an honor flight over Arlington. I know that much. That's the one we're talking about, yes?
This is all news to me.
Okay, yeah, there was a missing man formation going to fly over a ceremony at Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
And they started a couple minutes early, and the controllers let them. And this one really did sound like a controller error, not a pilot error. They cleared a commercial jet to take off like a minute before the missing man was due.
I don't understand. There's training for this.
Well, there should be.
How are they messing up this consistently? Because that
the theory that I have, and I know we'll get letters. Many better scoring, higher scoring candidates were ignored because they didn't have the right characteristics that the FAA was looking for under a certain program.
Would one of those characteristics involved a a chemical found in the subcutaneous layers of humanity?
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Who can say?
Who can say?
But I know that, you know, to do air traffic control, you have to have a certain kind of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my nephew has that, and he is now, he always wanted to be an air traffic controller. Like, you know, when other kids wanted to be baseball players and rodeo cowboys, he wanted to be an air traffic controller, and he did it. And he had to wait almost 3 years after getting his training to be seated, I guess you would call it, in a position and working.
Hmm.
And he was out in Seattle, and he worked, I don't think he was at the airport. I think he was at the area right around the airport. That's called the TRACON, the terminal area. And now he is in either the TRACON of Dulles or the en route area, which is called ZDC. But he works in DC now, out in Leesburg.
Cool. Really cool.
But he had to wait a long time, and he, you know, he had to have a desperately high score. We used to play the air traffic control computer game, he and I, and he smoked me every single time. And I wasn't terrible. I just wasn't anywhere near good enough to be a real one.
Right. I can make two planes.
I can make it sound good. United 4041, turn right, heading 175, descend and maintain 3000, Eastern 414. Turn left, heading 60. Climb the 3000. Contact departure at 142.475. G'day.
So, again, you forget that under your current
minority status, you would have been just fine.
You're right. I'd get right in. And that's not good. Because I enjoy it, but I'm not that good at it. You cannot use your charisma to control aircraft.
See, remember, when
I'm not trying hard enough.
When you can't fix the problem, there's tons of
prolong it, okay?
Just prolong the agony. I'd be the guy, you know, recording all the weather stuff that the pilots need to listen to.
And, you know, the world needs this leadership.
It's true. Showcat just came in, looked at me, and walked away, swishing her tail. I guess she agrees with you. So, Crutch, I did my homework. You assigned me homework. Do you remember what it was?
Yes, I do. Now that I've been reminded.
I talked to the Swamp Fox this very day.
Well, I asked you to talk to the Sicilian.
She wasn't home.
All this time? It's been a week, dude.
Listen, I got to talk to them when they answer. They have lives, you know.
What happened to this charisma thing I keep hearing about?
You can't use charisma on a
seal there.
Right from there.
Oh, you.
Just concentrate and wait for the phone to ring?
Exactly.
As well you should.
And he said, look,
being ignored. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to completely ignore you. I don't have an answer for this, so therefore it gets ignored.
It's like a politician.
Exactly. Exactly. Like when they were asking all the politicians if they supported the violence against Tesla owners and they all walked away, said nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Except for, Lipstick Ortega Lennon, who said, well, you know, they call me a communist, and then the elevator door shut. That was the best part, is just watching her get cut off. This is a slam.
So you spoke to the Fox?
I did. And he said, yeah, he understands what you're saying. Some different shapes of pasta do have a different taste. He told me that you would understand this. He prefers pasta with lines in it.
Okay.
He goes, however, he really thinks you're making too fine a point. We had pasta, red sauce, meat, cheese.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much lasagna.
Bolognese.
It also describes lasagna. The only thing, again, the only thing that was missing, and we did talk about this at lunchtime, was a ricotta cheese, because I used mozzarella on the top to kind of hold it all together. And now that I think about it, you know, adding that would probably make it pretty good.
Yeah, but you're, okay, so now you're getting into the area of structural integrity. And I'm telling you right now, your choice of pasta is not structurally sound.
If you reheat it in the microwave, when you bake it, it's not bad. It doesn't all fall apart when you first heat it in the oven and take it out. It stays together better than you're thinking. But when it's cold and you're cutting it apart to put it, say, in a microwave container, it's perfect. It's the same structural integrity as lasagna.
You know what kind of noodles they use in lasagna?
They're made out of semolina flour, aren't they?
You know what they're called?
The ones I use are called lasagna noodles. Is there a different
exactly kind? That's exactly right. And you know why they're called lasagna noodles?
Because you use them in lasagna. We're doing a little circular reasoning here.
Exactly. You don't use spaghetti in lasagna because it has lasagna noodles. A noodle that says this one right here is ordained by God for making lasagna.
Is that in the book of pasta, verse 3, chapter 27?
Exactly. I'm trying to figure out. Listen,
I didn't say it was lasagna. I said it was like lasagna.
Well, okay. So, you know, a headache is like hemorrhoids. It's just in a different location.
Yeah. I was going to be unkind there and go, yeah, I can see what you mean about that headache being in a different location. I'm feeling that right now. Because a friend of mine is being a pain, only it's not in the head.
Exactly.
What would your mother say?
We'll find out probably in about 2 or 3 days.
2 or 3 days, she'll hear this and send us a note. I hope so. You know what,
ladies and gentlemen, a little inside baseball. The number one fan is really, really good at sending an email and explaining all of my
foibles,
misgivings, foibles, shortcomings, faux pas.
Every time.
Yes.
But primarily,
she just likes the chief of the goon better than me, but that's okay.
I was feeding two young and one youngish adult. From another country. So I made something that I thought they would enjoy.
Right.
That I could make easily and that I could make a lot of. I mean, I made three big trays and they're all gone.
Now, when you gave it to them, what did you call it?
Spaghetti casserole.
Okay, that's fine.
You know why I said that? Mm-hmm. Why I called it that? Because that's
you
what
want
it
to
is.
Confuse them by calling it lasagna.
It's not lasagna. It's like lasagna.
You're missing, and this is what's going to change when the said apocalypse that everyone is fearing shows up. You will say, "What is this?" They'll respond, "It's food," and you'll be happy.
That's right.
These nitpicky little things, well, I used mozzarella instead of ricotta, and, you know,
none of that will matter.
Yeah. We'll be using American cheese and Cheese Whiz.
You'll be happy that the lasagna, that the noodles were cooked.
They're crunchier when they're not.
Yes, they are. They're like chow mein noodles. Ew. That's just awful.
Well, depending on how bad it gets, I only know the parody song. I don't know what the real song is about the cat in the kettle and the silver spoon.
Oh my. Cat's in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon.
Okay.
Oh, Little Boy Blue and the Man in the Moon.
When you coming home, son? I don't know when.
But we'll get together then, Dad.
That's not how the song that I know goes.
Yeah, we probably can't do your lyrics here on the show.
Well, it says that I guess the safe part is you may think you're eating sweet and sour pork, but he's purring here on your fork. Yes, that's Garfield audio.
Wow. Really deep.
Yeah, you know, have you ever thought when you eat Chinese, that's not chicken, but a fat Siamese?
Holy cow.
I saw signs of the apocalypse this weekend right here in town.
No.
All the people were lined up with placards and shouting. I'm glad they were all individuals shouting the same thing.
Well, that helps.
Hands off, whatever.
Right.
And I love the ones about save our democracy. So when your side doesn't win, democracy is threatened. Is that right?
That's how that works.
I thought, if this is not obvious to you by now, you're not paying attention.
No, it's obvious. I'm just pointing it out. It reminded me of that old Monty Python sketch where he's telling them that they're... One leader is yelling, "You are all individuals," and the entire crowd goes, "Yes, we are all individuals." And they just keep repeating everything the dopey leader says.
That's what they do.
One of us. Okay.
So it was about 150 munchkins and one troll who had a ceasefire in Gaza now sign. He was a little out of place. He didn't get the message.
Does he know what's going on? Did he say like free Yemen and just get it all wrong?
I don't, you know, I haven't heard anything about the Middle East.
A little bit of fire, not much to say.
I watched a video of the Houthis.
Oh, here's the reason, and here's why they won't be bothering anybody anymore.
Well, they made a little mistake, Chief. They attacked what they thought was a cargo ship. Unfortunately for them, the ship they attacked was an Aegis cruiser.
Oh.
And the sailors on board were not amused.
You only make that mistake once, so.
I mean. That is true. You know, all of the drones suddenly became embarrassed and exploded. Rapid unscheduled disassemblies. And about 2 hours later, the place where they were all launched from was visited by. Growlers, which killed all the radar, and then a squadron of F-18 Hornets came through and turned night into day.
That was nice of them.
I thought so. It gave that city, wherever it used to be, gave it a lot of light.
As long as only the right people for affected.
Well, you know, it's all in that Houthi-controlled area. And the message should be clear. You know, Tehran, you're next.
Why? See, what did Tehran do?
They funded the Houthis.
Yeah, but okay. And this is what I don't understand. That is their territory.
What, the Houthis?
What's their territory?
That's Yemen.
Okay, but see, That whole area is not America. So, and yes, there are some American interests over there, but what are we doing and why are we doing it?
As soon as you start going and pirating ships, I don't care what country you're coming from or why you think you're doing it, you're toast.
If you're attacking American ships, yeah, we have a right to defend our ship.
That's 100%. So, yeah, so, you know, making that mistake, again, they make that mistake once. But then it was, we will follow the trail of the ants back to the anthill and take care of the rest of the ants. And that's where I'm like, all right, at what point was the point made?
I think we can stop there because we blew up all their ammo and any incidental Houthis that happen to be hanging around.
Yeah, see, that's my thing is it's the cycle of violence that never ends, because you wonder why they did it in the first place. It you know, people make bad decisions all the time. That I'm pretty sure all of us can agree on.
And yes.
And certain times those decisions will end your stay on this planet, as you know.
It at least shortens it.
So, but you know, there are other folks and they may have had nothing to do with that plan. And then they go and they get hit by things. And that's where I'm like, this is an issue. And I know that Team America is the world police. That's not going to change. I get that as well. But I know from the folks that I used to go to school with that dealt, you know, came from those countries, and like, why is America so quick to just, what's the answer? The answer is bomb everything. And I know this president, at least, is not as bomb happy as the previous ones.
No. This one tends to bomb stuff when it's costing someone money.
Yeah, you're interfering with shipping? Okay, well, we got to fix that.
Right.
Yeah, now see, this would have been a great time to bring back the privateers. Because then
they're
really
doing that.
See, they're doing that for the cartels. Different.
Oh, you think we should just do it worldwide?
Why not?
Great swashbuckling's back.
We might have a new career, Cratch.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, if you picture that final scene from Animal House with John Belushi, that's as close as we're going to get to me being a swashbuckler. So.
Well,
see, even
apparently the canine
production force doesn't believe you.
That's true. You know, Stitch has been quiet all day, and now he heard you, and
he's up in arms.
He loves Uncle Crutch, that's for sure.
That's what it is. Okay. Well, who doesn't, you know?
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Gosh, I'm feeling the love today.
Exactly. He's not going to feel the love during the commercials, but hey.
We've got to butter him up now.
Exactly. Exactly. So before we have Chief describe how tariffs work to us.
Mm-hmm. Because we need to know this.
Anybody want to talk about Bob Iger and Disney?
The latest report is your favorite movie will not break 100 million US.
That is 300 million down the crapper. And they canceled the live action remake of Rapunzel.
Tangled?
Yes, Tangled.
Mm-hmm. You know, here's a thought. I liked Tangled. Tangled is to me was a very good movie. Leave it the heck alone.
I loved it the way it was. I love their can you call their character the guy in that a hero? He's kind of a wise guy like we are.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a little anti-hero.
I liked him. I thought it was well done.
I have no regrets going watching that. That was fun.
And Iger has said that they are not going to lower ticket prices because they're still getting people into the theme parks, and that's good. So that means their program of making Disney a park for elite rich people is right on target. And then he said something about tariffs. We're going to screw up his ships and that are being built, and we might have to pay more for food and tickets. at the theme parks, even more than we're paying now under tariffs. So be prepared.
Hmm.
You know, I think what we're really paying for is the $300 million you lost, you know, on Snow Woke.
Right.
$300 million doesn't include the ads they did. Have you seen the total cost?
My guess is, yeah, the cost that I saw thought that the total cost was going to be around $800 million. Is that what you've seen?
Yeah.
I heard six.
Yeah. And you got, because you got to remember that ticket sales, they only make half of that. Half goes to the theater and half goes to the studio.
Wow.
And I believe that that's true both here and overseas. So right away you got to, that's why you got to make more money to break right. even.
So,
you know, and they're probably not selling very many, Rachel Ziegler, action figures. Going to be a warehouse of those somewhere.
Well, you smack her in the head. All she says is weird.
I honestly just don't know what she was thinking. If I had a multi-million dollar contract and all I had to do was smile, nod, and say what a great movie it was,
mm-hmm.
even if I didn't think that, I could say that. But you know why? It's what you hired me to do.
Here's the problem. You were not conducted into the Hamasketeers Hall of Fame like Rachel was, so.
That's true.
That's true. I am not a Hamasketeer.
Which is why I never understood how she and Gal Gadot could be next to each other when she's yelling, basically, hey, you and your people don't deserve to exist.
Right.
You know, that's, I would find that offensive.
A tad, a smidgen, a wee bit.
I would have thought, Gal Gadot would have found it easy to give her a poison apple.
I saw somebody did a review, said they were rooting for the apple. It's like, oh, wow.
So many things were wrong. Like, you have to make the evil queen look worse than Snow White. I mean, at every level, it was a failure.
Yes. Yes, you do. You can't have the queen actually be prettier than Snow White. That's not the point.
No, and she is.
But no one got that message, Goon. Someone failed in that chain.
Well, I guess that we have to, all the failures have to go right to the top, don't they?
I've heard the buck stops there.
What would you say you do around here, Bob?
Spend money like a drunken sailor.
Ah, yes. Yes, you do. Do you know how much I was watching a Disney, I don't know if they're sort of a how to get through the parks and how to get good deals on tickets and stuff. And they were showing a family of four buying tickets to the theme park for several days
mm-hmm.
with one of the skip the line services. I don't recall which one. It might've been the really expensive one.
Mm-hmm.
And for this family of four, the number they were showing at the bottom of the screen, first of all, it had four digits and then a decimal point. Holy. And the first digit wasn't a one or a two. It was like $3,900 for tickets. No, not even the goon will spend that. No.
I mean, you would ask where is the brand new car behind the curtain at that point?
For me, that's about the right amount for a new car.
That's weird. I don't understand. Who let this happen?
That would be the other Bob.
the other bug.
Well, Iger started it, Chapek accelerated it, and Iger has done nothing to stop it since he's come back. Because the idea is, we're going to fix overcrowding with the park by making it too expensive for not everyone to come. And now, they regulate ticket sales based on how many people are in the park so that it doesn't get packed the way it used to. That's why it's not getting packed, because they're using prices to suppress the people that show up.
So the people that show up have shorter lines, but there's less people.
Right. And you know, I have a new strategy that I think will work for us. When we are there the end of August, I'm not going to buy daytime park tickets. So a daytime park ticket will cost you, for the time I'm going, which is the end of August when it's very hot.
Yes.
Chief would enjoy it, but you and I would not. It's about $150 for the park ticket and probably another $60 or $70 to get the least of the skip the line for Magic Kingdom.
Wow.
So that's $210 a person?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For roughly $160 to $180, I don't know what it's going to be about that time, you can buy an after-hours ticket, where they have very limited attendance. So you can wait 5 or 10 minutes for most rides in the Magic Kingdom.
Wow.
Now, it goes in the evening from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
which means you're going to avoid a lot of the heat.
Sure.
And you can enter the park at 7.
Oh, in the morning. Oh, cool.
No, 7 in the evening.
Oh, okay.
And then the shorter lines are going to be from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., but you can enter at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And you get free sodas, popcorn, Mickey ice cream bars, and something else. I don't remember what. Basically, certain snacks are provided to you for free. So why wouldn't I just do that? You know, then my family, you and I like to get up early, but my family likes to sleep in, so I can let them. I can get up in the, why wouldn't I do that?
Right.
See, now you've given your strategy, and everyone else will be doing this.
Well, even if they do, it just means that the tickets will be sold out. But that allows me to go to the fan event I wanted to go to during the day and not really worry or miss the theme parks.
Is that for OnlyFans? Or?
Wow. Ouch. Holy cow. Where did that come from?
I don't really have the right presentation for OnlyFans.
Well, I mean, you said it was a fan event, so I just...
It is. It's called D23, smart guy.
I just want to know if family fans are allowed.
I assume they can be there if they want to, but I don't know that they'll be, like, filming or anything.
This conversation's getting a little awkward.
Hey, we're gonna lose our green check mark.
Exactly.
This is... You seem to forget that it was a nice, wholesome spot originally.
Yes. Yeah. What did you not tell me that it was designed to?
It was designed for fans of movie stars and stuff.
Yeah. So if you wanted to say your wife really liked, oh, I don't know, Pierce Brosnan.
Wow.
I made a promise. I'm going to keep it. All right, and you wanted your wife to have a birthday wish from Pierce Brosnan. You could go to OnlyFans,
mm-hmm.
and see if he'd be willing to do that for you.
Well, this is
like that. I would love a birthday wish from Brent Spiner.
That would be funny.
There's other ways to make those things happen now.
It involves extortion.
You know, that's such a harsh word. I prefer to think of it as charisma. There you go.
Tier 1.
So do we want Chief to explain tariffs to us yet?
Oh, yeah, tariffs.
Does anyone ever really want an explanation of the way we used to? This is the day. This is what I don't get. I thought, and obviously I'm wrong, that everyone could agree that no one really wants taxes.
You're adorable.
But
the politicians do. But
exactly.
All of us non-politicians.
Okay, there you go. You mean human beings.
Well, see, non-elected life forms.
Even us non-human beings are don't like taxes. So, you know, even my lizard brethren and even the incoming robot overlords, the
preachers.
Yeah, we could all agree that taxes were bad. And yet somehow now they are what is protecting us from the evil corporations.
Sure. Without taxes, your life is ruined. You didn't know that, did you?
I have a hard time believing it.
I mean, how are you going to pay for your police protection and your fire protection?
How did we do it in the past?
I think we give them alcohol.
Okay, well, funny thing, I was learning how to make authentic Taino vodka.
Ooh, there's some people in your house would be happy.
So it is, and you don't even need, you can just use the leftover potato skin.
You don't even need potatoes.
Well, you could use the heart of the potato for whatever you were going to use that for, and then you use the skins.
We'll be there in about 21 hours, Chief. I'll come get you.
Take longer.
Just long enough. Just long enough for me to pack a bag. Okay.
Do we have to stomp it like grapes?
Oh no! Basically, I already have the barrels, and you just let it ferment for a couple days. Then you put yeast and a sugar, and then you send it through the sill. And apparently the first excretions are really sweet, and you've got to throw that away because that is, until you get the right water content, that... That is basically jet fuel. And then as you walk it down to its earthy potato flavor, you know you're getting close. And when it's fruity, you know that there's one more iteration. And then after that, you have your potato
vodka. Is this going to be like another side gig for you?
No, because I wouldn't sell it. Two, I can't remember what I was looking up the do-it-yourselfer, you know, what to do out in the country. Apparently, this is a popular thing because
you seem that surprised. People hanging out in the mountains, what were they doing? Well, they made some moonshine.
Swamp Fox could probably get you a recipe.
Ooh.
Oh. It has multiple uses.
Yes, it does. It can be a disinfectant.
Mm-hmm. Makes women prettier.
You see?
Oh, it's makeup.
This is why a crutch gets in trouble. I should say one of the reasons.
It's on a long list.
The point was multi-use. So I weren't using it for the drinking. That is just one thing. But as a burning fuel source, as a disinfectant, as
God bless you, Chief. Only you would make vodka as a fuel source.
It'll work.
Sure it will. It's usually not the primary reason someone makes vodka. I'm just saying.
Once a battery goes dead on your Tesla, you can pour it all over the car and use it for a nice little bonfire.
Hey, don't you think there's enough people out there burning Teslas right now that you don't need to give them more ideas?
I heard they were gonna write the word coexist in a bunch of Cybertrucks and light them all on fire. It'd be a beautiful thing.
What? What did the Cybertruck do to you, man?
Oh no, he has this thing about it.
I just don't like it. It's ugly.
Well, yeah.
And it,
I don't think so, sir.
I don't know how much it'll tow. Although I did see somebody had one outrunning a Porsche 911 while towing a Porsche 911. So that is pretty impressive.
It's that constant variable of, while it has battery, it will outperform a fossil fuel vehicle. The problem is, as it's outperforming, you only have limited battery, and the more you tow, the less you have. So it cannot outlast. It can just outperform for it. You know, it's like
for a little while.
Yeah, it's the sprinter.
You can it'll beat them in a quarter mile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as soon as you go outside of that, you're like, why did I get this thing?
It'd be a heck of a quarter mile, though.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the key. That is the key, folks. This is, you know, you should never, and Goon, of all things, you know that looks can be deceiving. So saying it looks ugly is just
me. That's true.
That's true.
I'm not trying to be mean. I just don't like the way it looks.
Well then, ladies and gentlemen, hope you've enjoyed this show. We've covered a lot of stuff. Wow. Love the diagnostics. Goon, once again, congratulations. Fantastic good news. We did our own little air traffic control. We talked about lasagna, the hoodies, with no blowfish. I don't know. Really disappointed about that. We didn't get a single blowfish in, but that's okay. Come see us next week. We'll be around at the same time, same bat channel. But before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by the Bob Iger Fan Club. Where do you start with Bob? Recently stated that ticket prices at Disney theme parks are not too high. We're still getting people in the park, so leave them alone. Tariffs might make food and ticket prices even higher. Golly, and our profits too, right, Bob? All the while losing $200 to $300 million of corporate value to push a social agenda. Kind of makes you wish for evil Bob Chapek, doesn't it? And Crutch's Pasta Factory. Not like lasagna, it is lasagna. Not that fake pasta Goon makes. Semolina noodles, red sauce, meat and cheese. Crutch says you won't find those in lasagna, so Goon's creation is almost, but not quite, completely unlike... Wait, that is lasagna. And Texas, where God makes the weather punish the ground. Fires, drought, floods, tornadoes, and truly impressive thunderstorms. Just like paradise, right, Texans? Well, the Chief and Mr. Browning think so, and that weather may just be the price for the rest of the time when life is pretty good. Maybe Chief and I should follow their example. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved.